Department of Health today has released a map on national vaccination rates of aged care workers in an effort to drive up inoculations to protect our most vulnerable. The data highlights the disparities in the vaccine rollout in aged care homes across the regions. Blacktown, for instance, has between 80 to 89% of staff vaccinated, and others such as Dubbo are well behind with between 60 to 69% vaccinated. Talia Kreft asked Anne Butler, Federal Secretary of the Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation, what this map reveals about our national vaccine rollout in aged care.
What the department is aiming for it to reveal is to show a map of the progress at the level of facility, and their intention is so that they can see where vaccination is going really well and we're reaching the target, and where other facilities might need a bit more support or access to additional vaccination clinics. And so they're hoping to use that information to help with the progress of all the activities we've got going on at the moment. We did raise some concerns with the department about the map while understanding its usefulness from their perspective as that kind of tool. We asked for them not to release it publicly until we'd had a bit more time to work through it with them, because we think it could be difficult for consumers to interpret exactly what's going on. And that's because consumers won't necessarily understand the vaccination clinics that have been planned for a certain area that are yet to come, whether there's been difficulties with supply, whether there have been difficulties with other access to the vaccination for a range of different reasons. So they might see a lower vaccination rate than they think is good. And we're concerned that their consumers, without having that understanding, could unfortunately blame workers for those low vaccination rates rather than the many other issues that could be behind it.
This map is showing that the percentage of aged care staff in areas such as Blacktown has rates of between 80 and 90% of staff vaccinated, and other regional areas like Dubbo have between 60 and 70% of staff vaccinated. What does this map show about the disparities in the rollout to different aged care homes?
Unfortunately, it doesn't show us the huge deficiencies that have existed across the entire aged care rollout. And, you know, I want to be clear that while we are working as closely as we can with the government and the Department of Health right now to get this thing sorted, we started having conversations about our concerns about the deficiencies with the rollout at the very beginning of April. It's taken a long time to get things going properly. And so I think because of those early and then continuing problems, what we see is we know that vaccines were diverted from regional areas into Sydney in recent weeks. So that is just depleting supply. There's been confusion around a number of aspects of the process. So from the very beginning of the year, the federal government promised that they would vaccinate aged care workers working in residential aged care facilities as in their category priority 1A. Now, that didn't happen. Fortunately, a lot of aged care residents did get vaccinated, which I think we'd have to say is really showing the positive effects of vaccination when we look at the current outbreak across Sydney, and we're just not seeing the same sort of devastation through residential aged care that we saw in Victoria last year. But what's happened is that there's been just increasing confusion for aged care workers because the directions and the goalposts just kept moving. And so then when it became a mandatory, well, it hasn't come in as a mandatory requirement, but when National Cabinet made the decision that they want to get towards making it a workplace requirement. So if you're working in aged care, you have to have a COVID-19 vaccination. Many aged care workers felt really undervalued and that there was a real lack of respect from governments towards them at that point. It hadn't been their fault that they hadn't been able to access vaccines, and yet they felt as if they were being put forward as the reason for why the vaccination rollout had been so slow. And I think that's been particularly the case for areas like Liverpool and some areas where we know that there are in those areas, those local government areas, areas in New South Wales where there are workers who tend to have lower incomes, so there's probably more aged care workers.
Anne Butler, Federal Secretary of Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation, ending that report from Talia Kreft.